New year, new look. Make 2022 the year your kitchen gets tunified. From a quick refresh to a full remodel, Kitchen Tune-Up offers five services to meet your goals and budget. Visit kitchentuneup.com or call 810-488-9778 now to request a free in-home estimate. Let Kitchen Tune-Up help you love your kitchen again.
On this Friday morning, we say good morning and we say Happy New Year to the director of the St. Clair County Library System, Allison Arnold, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And how are things in this brand new year at the library?
Oh, the library is doing well. We're hanging in there just like everybody else and dealing with the challenges. But the staff are doing well, and I'm really proud of them. It's been a rough couple of years.
It has been a rough couple of years, but I think that more than anything, we're just happy that the library is open, because for a lot of these last couple of years, the library was closed, and that bummed a lot of people out, didn't it?
It sure did, and it certainly bummed the staff out. They missed their patrons.
Yeah.
But what we've done is we're still on reduced hours at the moment. We are looking at expanding hours in the very near future, mostly due to the lack of available staff. But we have been very successful in the recent days of getting some new staff in and getting them trained and getting them comfortable in their teams out in the branches. And we will be looking at expanding library hours based on the demand of patrons. They're looking for more time for their library use.
That is what people certainly want is more hours. You did a survey last fall, and you went out and asked people in the community what their thoughts are on the library system. And what do they have to say?
Well, in general, they're very happy with the library. They're happy with the collections, the materials that we have available. They're very happy with the staff. There are some things that we could look into, and the patrons were very frank about that, and that is, of course, currently we're at limited number of in-person programs, specifically, you know, with the children and adults. We are working on getting the more hours, which was the number one item that people were worried about or wanting from the library. And then also they're looking for more robust collections. There's a general happiness with what is available through the library, and because we have interlibrary loan, which means that we can borrow books from anywhere in the state or in the country, we don't have to actually physically have all of the books that people want, but we can access the books that people want. But what that also means is that we need to take a look at how we're utilizing our funds and shifting that to, some electronic materials. People are much more used to now using their electronic devices for access to resources as well as school, work, et cetera. And so we're also looking at some of the opportunities that are out there for the library to improve. One way, in fact, is that we are part of an ARPA grant that is allowing for some additional funds for ebooks through our Overdrive program. So we'll be able to add some additional ebooks through the ARPA grant, and we'll also be able to add some equipment that will allow for outdoor programming, such as a screen, a projector, a traveling laptop, a tripod, you know, that sort of thing that will allow us to grow and reach out to the community and meet the patrons where they are, so that those folks who may not be able to get into the library or may not feel safe to come into the library due to, exposure possibilities,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, we'll still be able to participate and do library activities.
With all those, electronic opportunities, e-books, video on demand, things like that, I mean, it really is an interesting time for libraries and what you're able to offer patrons just in terms of media. But then the other component, too, and you brought this up, with programs, that's the other really important function that libraries serve is sort of being a community center in a certain way and offering up programs and activities for the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that our staff have been chomping at the bit. They really want to get moving on the programs. And we are having some story times. The children are coming in, doing some in-person story times at our branches. But those programs at the moment that would draw larger numbers, we are holding those mostly remotely at the moment, just because we know that there are opportunities there for people to get sick, and we certainly don't want that to happen. We want to keep our patrons as safe as possible. But that doesn't mean we aren't planning them or thinking about programs as we come out of the winter and people start coming out of their homes and are outside again. So we're hoping that as things start to settle down in the near future, with our fingers crossed, that we'll be able to go back to something that patrons would better recognize as their library, some place where they can go and spend time, use as their again, a community meeting center, some place where they can brush up their computer skills, look for work. The librarians and staff are available to assist with resources and their skills and abilities at finding and helping people connect with the information that they're in need of. And hopefully we'll see, you know, next year or this year, I guess it's new year, isn't it? A happier year, something with a little bit more hope.
Yeah, we sure hope so. I mean, I'm remembering how last year was. You know, we had a rough winter and we came out of it, and the spring and the summer were much better. And I think this year should be as well.
Yep. We're looking forward to, you know, being there for the communities that we serve. That's why we're here. We're you know, allowing democracy to happen. People come into the library. It's important for the community. It's a, you know, the library, I believe, is part of the glue that makes a community and a city and a town and a village. People can come together and they find information. They meet with one another. They discuss. We provide information that not everybody's happy with, but we provide it, and you can learn, make your decisions, think, debate, and just enjoy the world of our information climate. We've got something for everybody at the library.
Well, and Allison, I think that things that we used to take for granted, like libraries, we've really come to have a greater appreciation for through this pandemic. You know, you take something away or make it unavailable for a while or change its availability, and pretty soon we realize we had a really good thing there, and we certainly want to maintain that.
Well, I think so, of course. You know, but my love is one of those, of libraries, is one of those things that, you know, I go on vacation and go find the library. So I'm a little bit of one of the, I'm a library lover. And I know that there are lots of folks out there who are library lovers. But you're right. As soon as something isn't available, you realize that there is a loss or a vacancy there. And we want to remind people that the library is an extraordinary place. Not many countries have what we are able to provide. And in this country, I think the freedom to be able to access and explore information in all of its varied formats is one of the blessings that we have. So I think, you know, I agree with you. I think the library is something that we don't want to miss out on. And I would encourage anyone who's interested to come and visit us and see what we have to offer.
Absolutely. We sure appreciate all that you and your staff have done through these difficult couple of years. I know that this winter has been a tough winter, too, and we're not out of it yet. But we look forward to expanded hours, new team members joining the St. Clair County Library as we get a little deeper into 2022.
Yep. Come on in and say hi. Meet our new folks. They're great people.
Sounds good. Allison, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.